The Biggs and Barr Show.
Saying things and doing stuff.
Hey, good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. We start the show with something called Chris's Question. My question today, gents.
Uh-huh.
If you had to weekly attend a meeting that involved one conspiracy theory, like if you had to sit in on a conspiracy theory group every week, which group would you like to sit in on? Like who, where would you, meeting do you want to be in?
Does Sasquatch Hunter count?
Yeah.
Okay, that one then.
You'd sit in on the Bigfoot meetings?
Yeah, for sure. Because you never would really have to do anything.
No, you don't have to do anything in any of these meetings. Just sit there every week for an hour and listen to these people talk about a specific, like, which one interests you the most? Sasquatch hunting?
Yeah, like something like that would be good, Something sort of fluffy.
Not moon landing being fake or JFK assassination or...
Too controversial, all these things.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra would be fine. Any of these things that don't really exist, but people really want them to?
What about the Earth like being Nessie? Sucked into a black hole? Like they think some people think the Earth was sucked into a black hole in 2012.
That doesn't interest me.
Okay. Like I'd want to be with like less wing nutty type people though. So like I'd want to hear maybe like possible like the JFK for some reason, even though it was 26 years before I was born or whatever. Uh-huh.
It's a real thing that happened.
It's a real thing that happened.
There's been no real answer.
Like that one to me interests me.
Some of the conspiracy theories make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Could be possible.
Sure.
You know, so like you'd hear like there would be historians that would do that.
Or it's not very fun.
No. Like there's the princes in the tower. Do you guys know who those are? Richard III and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Who killed the princes. It was obviously him. But anyway, was it?
There's another one that, about Charles being a vampire, Prince Charles being a vampire.
What? Okay. Yeah. See, that's absurd.
Or do you know the Disney Frozen one? The Disney...
Walt Disney's head or something?
Yeah, but they released the movie Frozen.
Oh, okay.
So that when people searched Walt Disney Frozen, it would stop coming up with stuff about Disney freezing his head. And there would be the movie instead.
But you could just be more specific and that would
Walt Disney's Frozen head. Yeah, still, though, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'm pressed for time, Jason.
I think they'd have lots of good food and stuff at the Sasquatch meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it bark and stuff.
Oh, jerky and like probably some scotch and stuff. Be good with that.
Oh, you think like the hunter type is what? Who's looking for squatch?
Yeah. The Curse of Oak Island people. I wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah.
Although they do actual work.
And we got filled in by BK about the actual, because he's watched every single episode and has done projects on it in school.
I don't know if that's a conspiracy. They're just trying to find out whether or not there's actually treasure.
They found some things.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty wild when you actually hear all the stuff they keep finding at different depths.
I might go there this summer. I'm going to Nova Scotia this summer. Yeah. Check it out. Why not?
What about the folks that think 5G gives us all...
These are all too serious, these things. If I'm going to go waste my time for one night a week,
it'll be about Bigfoot.
I want something silly.
All right.
You know?
I think either aliens, which aren't really a conspiracy because the government's admitted they exist and they've been here and they don't know how or why. Yeah. Or the JFK stuff. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I really love.
Yeah, same. Like, why haven't you told us?
I think we can handle it now. I think that, not us, but Americans, are probably upset them more. I think they could probably handle it now.
I'm going to change mine.
Okay.
Where is William Nylander? That's what I want to know.
He's missing.
I see. Yeah. What a conspiracy.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Sasquatch.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we need to discuss something that's happening in our city here of Ottawa.
Yeah.
A question that maybe you can help answer. It's a problem. It seems like it's turning into a problem.
Yeah, like a surge of cars driving the wrong way on the highway.
Yeah.
Now, we know there was the fatal crash last week.
Awful.
And let's take just minus the impaired driving charges, which have been a couple, because sometimes when people are drunk, they go the wrong way on the highway.
Still, but there's been other ones.
There was another one yesterday.
Yeah.
And they weren't drunk.
No.
They just went the wrong way.
Yes.
So why is this happening? I have one theory.
Yeah.
Is that because at least last two weekends ago, I had to drive out to Rockland for a hockey tournament.
Okay.
So they had closed a part of the 174. So you have to get off and back on again. Now, I had to keep going east. It was pretty easy to see where you had to go. But okay. If you had to go west, there were so many different pylons and signs and arrows and stuff that a person who might be confused on their best day, maybe even more confused, and go the wrong way on the highway.
But like to keep going, like to not realize it.
If it wasn't busy at the time, or you're just scared and don't know, once you get on there, like Trim Road.
You're on the wrong side of the highway.
I agree with you.
You're on the wrong side of the highway.
Or at least the on-ramp.
They might know that they're on the wrong side of the highway, but where do you get off? Like, do you just stop and turn around? People panic, right?
Yeah.
Just get off, get on the shoulder, man, and figure out how to get turn
yeah,
around.
Turn around. Like, what quick 3-point turn.
I agree with you. I'm not saying that's...
Why are there so many?
I don't know. I don't know why
I
can so
see
many.
One idiot, like you said, one drunk person or one...
Yes.
Who knows, whatever. Like, you know, dumb stuff happens all the time to everybody. We all make mistakes. But the fact that it just continually happens, is happening.
There are a couple tricky spots. Not if you're at Rideau, no, okay. So if you're coming across Rideau Road in the 416, kind of just north of Kempville, and you go to get on, you don't really see the southbound, what do you want to call it, curbs, like to go southbound on the 416. You don't see them until you're right there. So the first time I went, oh, that might confuse some people. I still made the turn properly. Right. But if you went too quick, you would get on, you'd be going... the wrong way on a...
And know it instantly,
you'd be going north on
instantly
the southbound.
Instantly, you would know.
You would know it instantly, you'd pull over and somehow figure out how to turn around. But they just go so slow. It's so weak because they're petrified.
Yeah, it's like it's a harrowing situation. Sometimes just driving is a harrowing situation for people.
Yeah.
You see, I feel every day white-knuckling it in like on nice sunny days with very little traffic.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, where are they? I don't know. It's obviously, it has to be signage. Someone texted and said inadequate signage.
Could be.
I know, but like you should still realize. Yeah.
The city six needs lanes, to assume people lanes, are
six,
idiots.
Yeah. It's six or eight lanes. Like you, I mean, you know you're on the wrong side of six or eight lanes. Like, don't you? Don't you the second you get on it?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
A couple of wobbly pops in you or not, you'd be like, this feels weird. This is not right. this is. I would be empty and I would be like, I'm on the wrong side.
Yeah.
It's just a weird situation, though, that the surge in it right now.
Yeah. Stop it.
It's very odd.
Don't go down the wrong way on the highway. Just stop. Pull over immediately. Like, what do you mean panic? Just pull over. Get off the road. Get off the road.
Pull off to the side.
Yeah.
Immediately.
All right.
You're going to have to start teaching it in driving schools.
Yeah. Drive on the right.
Sorry, I was slightly distracted during that break.
Yeah, what happened?
There's been a raccoon across the road.
What?
Where?
Trying to get across. He was in that bush right there. And he keeps running up to the road and then cars come and he runs back to the bush. And I didn't wanna bring it up because, you know, we're talking about a pretty serious thing. There's some people died, so I didn't want to make fun of it by mentioning a raccoon. But
we're done talking about that.
Yeah,
now. Where is he?
He's in that bush right across the road.
Was he running the wrong way on the road?
So he is on the other side already. He's trying to get to our side?
Yeah, he was trying to get to our side. I don't know where he's got. I only have so much vision. I only have one window to look through here because of the blind. So
I don't see him.
Maybe went out. Maybe we got out the other way. I felt so bad for him, though. He kept running up to the side of the road, then bolting back into the bush, and then running back up to the side of the road, then bolting back to the bush.
You're smarter than your average raccoon, though, I would think.
There's been a lot of that, too. A lot of raccoon
sleep
carnage all over
the place. On the side of the road.
Yeah, taking naps.
Yeah. Circle is a shape. It goes
around and around. Spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Which one of you fine young gentlemen would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
If you've ever wondered your favorite action heroes, who they are.
Okay.
Two of the greats. Discuss their favorites.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. The fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. See, he's a very multifaceted guy.
So Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but who their favorite action heroes were?
Who should be on the Mount Rushmore with them?
Oh, I see.
yeah, Bruce Willis for sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like he was a deal for a bit there.
For sure. And he's right. He is a multifaceted.
He could do comedy, he
actor.
Can do.
Who's the fourth? Who do you put on your Rushmore?
I think there's a lot that are going to get overlooked.
Schwarzenegger.
What about Cruise, man?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
What about Cruise?
Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's, I guess so.
He does a lot of action movies.
He does. Yeah. But I just
don't. I
don't
think of him as an action guy.
No.
You're right. I think he gets overlooked.
I would put Jason Statham on. Okay. I watched a Jason Statham movie last night. I watched The Beekeeper.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
He's done a ton.
Big, big mountain, I guess.
Yeah. How is The Beekeeper? I keep seeing it on Prime.
Ridiculous.
Over it. Yeah, it's terrible.
But it's not terrible. Good. It's ridiculous. It's
Keanu Reeves could be.
Like, I wouldn't put Sly on there for some reason. I don't know why.
You have to, man.
Oh, yeah. All the Rambo movies and
Rambo
everything.
Rambo and Rocky, Fran. Like, you have to. Yeah. They're all action. Everything he does is action.
Okay. See, I would not have thought of Rocky as an action movie. I understand it has a lot of action.
The original one, definitely not. It's more of a drama for sure. But, I mean, they got more and more.
But all the Rambo stuff. Like, yeah, sure. That's a generation.
Expendables.
People. Yeah, all the Expendables,
Anyway.
Has he done a movie where something doesn't blow up? Rocky, I guess.
Yeah, the Rockies. Yeah. Stop where my mom will shoot. No, stuff probably blew up in that. Rhinestone.
Hudson Hawk. Wasn't he Hudson Hawk?
Yeah, Hudson Hawk. That wasn't that bad.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about,
but it sounds amazing.
Look up the movie Rhinestone, where Sylvester Stallone is a country singer.
Okay.
Go get high and watch that this weekend. Over the top.
Sure.
Action just with like your arm.
All right. What do you got, Jason?
Something you might be interested in, Chris. It's an interesting thing for everyone, but I think you might be more interested. Have you heard of Therminator, the flamethrower robot dog?
I'm sorry. Is this a movie?
No, it's a real thing.
A real thing.
Yeah, you could buy it. It's just what I said. It's a robot dog also a flamethrower.
How much?
You can buy it in the United States of America for $9,420 U.S. at throwflame.com.
So bad. What's it called?
Sorry? Throwflame.com.
Throwflame.com. Yeah.
Man.
I don't know if they'll ship it here. It's free in the U.S., the shipping.
The shipping?
But to try and get this ridiculous thing. You know, it's so creepy the way it runs.
They have drones that fire flame, too?
Oh, yeah. They have all sorts of things.
How can you just buy flamethrowers?
It's got a one-hour battery. But you have to be within 30 feet of it. The flame is a 30-foot range, and it's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth compatible.
That thing is amazing.
Yeah.
I'll never want anything more in my whole life.
Yeah. So it looks ridiculous, which it is.
A flamethrowing dog?
Well, they say they're going to use it for a wildfire control and prevention, because sometimes you make a burn to stop a burn. Agricultural management, snow and ice removal, and then, of course, entertainment and sound special
and
effects.
Protection.
Yeah. Yeah, you could get it at your home instead of, like, feeding an actual dog.
It rips. It moves quick,
too. Oh, it looks creepy the way it runs. But if you think about it, like, a real dog costs a lot of money, too, probably in its lifetime more than this.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Under 10 Vet grand bills. U.S.
Yeah.
You know, so $30,000.
My dogs don't shoot flames.
No, my dog just
not
farts.
Out of their mouths.
Just shoots.
Poop.
Yeah. It's a poop shooter. I got a poop shooting dog. I need a flame throwing dog. Not a poop throwing dog.
Oh, man, I don't know. It gives me the willies.
Like, and it is.
What do you mean it gives you the
willies? What, flamethrower dogs?
Like, when I see, like, World War II, like, the flamethrower to me is the most. Oh, I don't know why.
It's terrifying.
There's a lot of egregious things that happen in war, but the flamethrower to me.
It is terrifying.
So when I picture this dog walking around.
They sell regular flamethrowers, too. I didn't know you could just buy a flame. I didn't know. America's
the last bastion of free enterprise.
America's the best.
It's a lawless place.
Just buy a flamethrower. Yeah. Like,
buy
insane.
A gun at a bank.
Yeah. Insane.
You open an account and get a free gun.
Yeah, which is amazing.
All right, guys. I have a question.
Okay.
Sure.
Mine's a question. Maybe get some input on it, on our Dougie line, 216-349-216-Dougie. Which... Because Jason, you hate the Habs, right?
Yes, very much so.
Like beyond any sort of reasonable hatred
no
for
no real
a
reason for it
team.
Other than I just dislike. Gives me, I have a guttural dislike for them.
Jamie, you're the same with the Canucks, right?
I hate Vancouver Canucks.
I hate them so much. And you don't really know why, right?
Can I be honest about something?
Yes.
I obviously, before moving here, I was not a huge Ottawa Senators fan.
Right.
No, because they were
because
just
of
down the
rivalry
highway.
And the rivalry in the playoffs.
Different.
That makes sense.
That's different. That's a rivalry. Yeah. You've battled it out. You have a respect for them.
Yeah.
You also don't like them because they played your team a lot.
Right.
But
what do you think the most unreasonably disliked Canadian hockey franchise is?
The Leafs.
What happened? No,
I know there's a reason everyone hates the Leafs.
But yeah,
I'm talking not really. Doesn't really make sense. Because none of them, it's just sports. Like, let's be real.
Of course.
Obviously, you love and hate things and whatever, and you cheer for your team. And but, like,
how could you hate the Winnipeg Jets?
Yeah, I don't really hate the Winnipeg Jets. You know what I mean? I don't like the Habs, and I don't like Hab fans generally. Like, if you're a Hab fan, you have to earn my like.
Yeah.
And I do have friends.
That's not reasonable.
Yeah, I do have friends that are Hab fans, but they have had to earn it. I don't know why. I just don't like them.
Like, yeah, it's, but then, like you said, there's some teams that you just I don't think twice about. Like Calgary and Edmonton, I don't have any feelings towards them. I don't love them. I don't hate them. They're good. I hope they do well because they're Canadian. But because they're Canadian fan bases, I don't care.
To Winnipeg, maybe they would because they're in the West, right? So maybe, like, the Habs make sense because of the rivalry that's been going
maybe
on
that's
forever.
What it was.
English versus French, red versus blue. Like, you know, like,
sure, I get it.
But sometimes, even though, like,
but
I'll
you
just
hate
see
Vancouver
it,
for no yeah. reason. Like, who cares about the? No one even thinks about the Canucks. Like, why does anyone care?
But to me, it's like the point of I see something on social media, like a dumb sort of thing, and then I click on their profile, like, oh yeah, they're Habs fan figures.
Yes, but even they were.
It's filtered into other areas of life other than hockey.
So, what Canadian hockey franchise can you not stand for no real reason? Or if you have a reason,
let us know.
Those too. 216-349 or 216-Dougie. It's playoff time. It's time to get let's get that blood boiling a bit. Let's get people going.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
If you would like us to be your megaphone and get your message out to the world, the city of Ottawa, whatever, just leave it on our Dougie line, 216-349 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do we got?
Oh, this is super gross.
I used to live with a guy who used to, he had dentures, and he'd wake up in the morning and the dog would be chewing on them, and he'd grab them, wipe them off, put them in his mouth, and then sit there and till he got them settled in his mouth. Purely disgusting. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's...
Also, at one point, wouldn't you just put your dentures in a place where the dog couldn't get them?
Well, if he's willing to just wipe them off.
Warmed them up for him, maybe.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was his...
got them all soft and pliable.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's... Yeah. I love my dogs, but...
don't do that. My dad had dentures. He used to leave them beside the bed in a glass of water with bleach in it.
Bleach?
Yeah, rinse them off in the morning, stick them back in.
No.
Real white teeth. Yeah, what's wrong with bleach? It cleans things.
I understand.
As long as you rinse it off.
I guess you're fine. Wouldn't you still taste the remnants of bleach?
Probably. No.
Probably.
Get used to it. He also smoked a pack a day. And
yeah, that's true.
He may not have tasted anything.
Two packs a day, yeah. All right. What else?
All right. Here we go. Fellas got an issue. I don't want to rile up the waste management professionals here, but we got another issue with
the
garbage.
Friends. Why didn't
I know?
Oh, we're not saying it. It's just a Dougie
line. Hey, boys. I live in Kempville, and I just had my garbage picked up, and the guy picked up my recycle, and then he decided to pick up my compost bin, and he picked it up to waste side, and then put it down, got a scale, and weighed it, and then put a note on it saying it exceeded 40 pounds. So I waited for him to come around. And he came back, and I said, what is this? And he goes, it exceeds the weight. And he weighs it again right in front of my face, 43 pounds. The guy wouldn't take it because it was 3 pounds over limit. For 3 extra pounds, you're not going to take my garbage? What is this world coming to? I can't believe it.
He also had to pick it up twice to weigh it.
Yeah.
There's a compost weight?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Don't they want all the compost and all the recycling and the whole point of it? Right. To make less garbage?
I cannot complain about the guy that picks up my compost.
No, my guy's a champ.
Yeah, like it, especially in springtime.
I could.
That thing was so full of dog poo.
Oh,
three dogs.
Was it more than 40 pounds?
I would say it was probably close to 100.
I see my guys don't even, they take everything. I could literally pile bodies up at the end of the road and they just pitch them in the back of the car.
I'm guessing that's not a one-time issue with this particular Dougie line caller. You know what I mean?
But you have to treat.
A guy takes it over 3 pounds if you're a good guy.
Yeah, you have to treat people well. Like, my son's a glass blower, so he has lots of broken glass from time to time. But you put it in a box, you tape it up, you label it broken glass, so they know what it is, and they appreciate that.
Doesn't just throw it at the bottom of a garbage bag and slice it.
Hope you don't get caught. No, like, you label it. You treat people with respect.
Yeah.
And they'll help you out.
Or you bring it to work and throw it in your work dumpster.
Yeah, like like some people we know.
Yeah, like half the people in the building.
Yeah, yeah, especially since the building manager retired.
Yeah,
no, it's like free for all.
Oh, it is the Wild West down there.
It really is.
It's the wild. You ever peeked in there?
Is there a couch in here?
Almost, Jason. Almost.
Ever peeked in there? That's where I put the bodies now. I don't put them up there in my driveway anymore.
Just the work garbage.
Go take a peek in the work dumpster.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that it for now?
That's it for now, yeah.
We'll run some more in a few hours. Our hot button today is which immediately thought of Toronto.
Slipped there.
Which Canadian hockey franchise do you hate the most? And if you have a good reason or not, leave it on our Dougie line, 216-3849. We'll play a bunch of those later. It's Shea 106.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone. The Biggs and Bar Show.
James?
Just stretching.
Oh, okay.
Quads are a little taut. Went to the trampoline park the other day.
How was that?
It had its ups and downs. Yeah.
Did you?
I compressed my spine a little.
Yeah,
of course. I did a bum drop, trying to be a cool guy.
A what?
A bum drop.
Drum, then you flip around the air. My belly helicopters were good, though.
Oh, that's good.
What are you talking about? What's a belly helicopter?
It's trampoline terms. Don't worry about it.
Aren't there children there?
No, it was empty.
Are there other children?
It was empty. I went with my daughter, yes.
Okay.
Sing, do other parents want to see your belly helicopters? It's not something I'd sign up for.
Someone looking, they're probably a little impressed.
All right, you want to do Ottawa?
Yeah, let's do it.
Five questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Auto. What? On the Biggs and Bar Show.
And don't forget, CAA members save 3 cents a liter at Shell. Who we got?
Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you? You all right? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You can have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to... Nope, sorry. Every slot on the Plinko board has $500 for fuel.
Yeah, that's guaranteed today.
Courtesy of Shell and CAA, okay?
If you win.
Very good.
All right, Tom, good luck.
All right, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. What U.S. city is home to the USPS remote encoding facility?
Dallas.
What hill is the city spending money on to research safe sledding for?
Not pass.
Who won the very first American Idol?
Oh, my God. I can't remember her name. She's got a TV show now. Sorry. Yeah.
Who is the owner of the Ottawa Senators?
Failing large here, guys.
Yeah.
And what is better, OJ without pulp or OJ with pulp?
No OJ at all.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Let's go over Tom's answer.
Literally an over.
What is better, OJ without pulp or OJ with pulp? You didn't provide one of the answers selected, so you got the opinion question wrong.
Well, I was just thinking about the recent death.
What?
We're talking about orange juice.
We're talking about orange juice.
Not the juice.
Okay.
That's okay, Tom.
Yeah, it's all right.
Who is the owner of the Ottawa Senators? You said I'm failing large here, which was correct for the situation, but not the right answer. Yeah. Michael Andlauer.
Or Chris's best friend. Either of those would have been acceptable answers. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Who won the very first American Idol? I believe you do know who that was, but you didn't say her name. She does have a TV show. Her name's Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, so at least I kind of have an idea who that was.
She's 42 today.
Seems like a nice person.
Yeah, it seems all right.
She's been through some stuff.
What hill is the city spending money on to research safe sledding for? You had no idea. It's Mooney's Bay.
Mooney's Bay. Yeah.
And what U.S. city is home to the USPS remote encoding facility? You said Dallas, but everyone else knew it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
That's the first Ofer in a while, a complete Ofer.
Like a true Ofer. So take pride in that, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
You can be
the best. You can be the worst, you know?
He probably thinks that first question was a little unfair. Like, who knows where it is? But it's been Salt Lake City for 2 weeks, right?
Well, could be a new listener.
100%, which is a good thing.
We get new listeners every day.
Yep.
We do. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to welcome all of you and know that it gets better. right? Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. I still want to get back to the belly helicopter. What is a belly helicopter?
Yeah, what is a belly helicopter?
Jump, you do a belly drop. So you go down and you do a belly drop.
Wait, you jump. Wait, in you're almost 40 now, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Your
yeah,
body's almost. Starting to turn brittle like ours are.
Uh-huh.
So you jump.
Yeah, you're bouncing on the trampoline.
Put yourself fully horizontal.
Yes.
And slam your chest, face, and belly into the
trampoline. Oh, okay. And then you go and you spin. And then you land on your belly again and then you bounce back up to your feet.
All right, yeah. That seems reasonable.
How do you just push with your arms? Like that's how you spin your body around?
Yeah.
And you're, when you land on your, like your neck doesn't snap into your spine and your.
No.
Okay, you're not there yet?
Not there yet.
I got to prepare for it.
I still, that's
like, I wouldn't suggest you going out to do this.
No, I'm not doing it.
I would do small jumps.
That's where I'll live for the rest of my life. I will live on that trampoline.
Yeah.
They have like a slack line thing that goes over like a foam pit.
That sounds fun.
It is very hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And if you slip and get it in the nards, it's not fun.
You don't even really usually even make it that far.
Oh, really?
It's really thin, too. So you're just.
I would try.
I could do. Oh, of course. Because you're landing in a foam pit. It's fine.
Even the idea of tensing my body up like
that really?
Quickly is just. Gotta stay loosey goosey over here. Loosey goosey. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Spot the show featuring something to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Yeah, I would like to remind people that on the 4th of May, we are in Carlton Place for our party for March Madness of Small Towns because they won that.
Yes.
And it is shaping up to be quite a party.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of vendors and things and free stuff. And all you have to do is show up.
That's next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a
weekend.
Time.
Yeah, a week Saturday.
Yeah.
Right? I would like to personally invite anyone who's going to be celebrating May the 4th be with you day also to come out in your full Star Wars gear.
Oh, sure.
Because that would be amazing.
Oh, amazing. We'll get some. We'll get some for sure.
Amazing.
Carlton Place has also put together an event page on the old Facebook, so you can go and check out all the details there if you want.
We hope to see you. We really do. Even if you don't live in the area, you're one of the other towns or whatever,
why not?
Come celebrate all of us, you know?
Bring the kids. Obviously, there's stuff for the kids. Just give me a great time.
Live entertainment. There's a band playing, small town socials, games, refreshments, family activities, a petting zoo will be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and
a come and go cornhole game.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah.
Come and go cornhole?
Yeah, you can just come and go as you please.
Oh, not like a
you don't
like
have to sign up teams.
League.
Yeah, not
thing.
A league.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Just, you know.
What do you have, Chris?
Word choices sometimes.
Oh.
I got a list, top 9 driving distractions. That's been a new list that's been released. Because there's been a lot of people driving the wrong way down the highways here in Ottawa the last week or so. Like 3 or 4 at least. So
a strange escalation in this.
Yeah, let's here's some reasons why. Maybe pets.
Okay.
There's been quite a few times where I see a lap dog basically sitting on the windowsill on the driver's side.
I don't like that.
Wild.
I mean, your dog wants to stick its head out any other window. It's fine by me, but sitting in the driver's lap is bananas. Messing with, like, onboard stuff, like AC, radio. These are just distractions. Top.
Right.
Some of them unavoidable. Eating and driving.
Oh, like a bowl of pho soup. That's tough
that
to
would be
eat
a
and drive.
That would be tough. Now, I'm not going to lie. I've said this story before. When I was sitting in full stop traffic before, I have... like eating food with a knife and fork.
It's a different time,
Chris. In my lap.
It was years ago.
And it was a full stop.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Other passengers.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you. It can be distracting.
Yeah.
Reaching for stuff. Abusing substances or lacking sleep. Yeah, well, of course.
Well, why are those the same thing?
Yeah, those are a little different. I mean, could have the same outcome.
They just give you both like a lower reaction speed.
Hey, should I do heroin or have a nap? They're a bit... polar opposites.
Hey, if I've been doing heroin all day or if I worked a long shift,
it's a bit different.
There's no blame here.
It's just weird
that they would put them in the same sentence. That's all.
This is the dumbest one.
Okay.
Looking at stuff outside your vehicle. Where else am I supposed to be looking?
Are they telling you to close your eyes?
Like billboards and stuff.
Oh,
distractions outside
cows.
The vehicle.
Mm-hmm. My dad, recreational pilot his whole life, so my mom would say, like, he'd see a plane and be like, oh, and then he would veer off into the shoulder slightly
because
he would
looking
at the plane, like every single one that he ever saw.
Cell phones, number 2.
Sure.
Okay.
And number 1.
Yeah.
Daydreaming.
Well, that's going to be hard to regulate. Cell phones, I get. You can see people on them.
Yes.
Their heads are down, whatnot. That's what they're looking for. But daydreaming, I mean, how do you ban that?
Yeah.
Good luck. That's all I do, man.
his daydream.
Yeah. Like the second we stop talking, I'm going to go off to someplace
yeah,
happy.
It's true.
So, I mean, it's just kind of how my brain works. I'm sorry if it offends someone. I got in a road rage incident yesterday.
You did,
Why
eh?
Did you? Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the speed limit on the main road off my house is 60, but people seem to think it's 140.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing 70 down it, and there was a guy in a Mercedes tinted up right up my buttocks mm-hmm. of my vehicle.
Super cool guy.
Super cool guy, and kept swearing out, like, you know, when people swerve out to see they can
see
pass.
Who's coming, see what's in front of you?
See, you know, if they wonder if there's a camel in front of you or something.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm just doing 10 above. And then we got to the lights. And the light turned green, and I sat there a couple extra seconds just to make him mad.
Yeah, I love doing that.
So he honked, so then I just put my car in park.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, waited for the whole light to change.
No.
Yeah, and then he started really hammering the horn, and by this time I'm dying laughing because I'm having a great time. And then the light turned green again, and he went to move out, like, around me because I was going to do the same thing again, and I slowly moved my car in front of him. And it just went on for about 10, and then he just whipped out around me.
Of course.
Gave me a honk and a finger, and I was like, well, you know. It made both our days easier if you just didn't park your car in my trunk the whole way down the road.
Yeah. But, and just went the speed limit or slightly above it.
Yeah. Jamie, what do you got?
Nah, we'll push it. We'll push it to the next circle time.
Okay, sure. I mean, we've been yapping for a while here. That makes sense. Driving distractions are an important thing to remind yourself.
Of course they are.
Number one, don't go the wrong way down the highway.
Yeah, if you can avoid it.
Can we stop that, Ottawa? Hockey playoff time.
Sure is.
And we were sitting in this room early this morning off air talking about the playoffs and the teams that are in it, mostly focusing on the Canadian teams. And I had a realization that my two friends here both hate a Canadian hockey team more than they hate anything in this world.
Yeah,
for no real good reason.
Yeah, there's not really a good reason. It's not valid other than...
Jason Barr over here hates the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep.
So much that every chance they come up, he has a terrible remark about their fans and their uniforms and the fact they have a toilet seat on their jersey.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah. And then my other friend over here, Jamie, hates the Vancouver Canucks as if they, I don't know, wronged him in some terrible way.
Right? It is. I don't.
And they've never done a single thing to you except for be on the other side of the country and have a very beautiful place to play in. That's it. What else have they done?
I don't know.
They set their city on fire when they lost. But that was, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that was weird.
That gave us two of the great pictures and videos of all time. The guy getting the tear gas canister in the nuts.
Yes, that was a great picture. Yeah.
And the couple making out
on the street.
Yeah,
hell of a picture.
Yeah, that's like...
Everything's on fire.
That's like Canada's... I won't say it.
Now, being in Ottawa, there is a franchise in this town that most people here are pretty meh about. I mean, there are some true Senators
fans. Sure, there are, yeah.
But there's also some people that... are hardcore Leaf fans or hardcore Hab fans or hardcore like this person right here.
So I don't know why everybody hates the Leafs. They're just a bunch of really nice men trying to play a game just like the rest of you. You know who I hate the most in this team is the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, wow.
Ew, ew, ew. They're the worst. And the Ottawa Senator fans are just jealous of the Maple Leafs. Ha. Bye-bye.
She lives here.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone has texted in, I hate the Leafs because I can't stand Austin Matthews' mustache.
Ooh,
I get that. It's
really
a bad mustache. It's a terrible, it's a valid, terrible
his
mustache.
Hairline is getting... He's starting to look more and more like an adult film star.
From the 70s,
the further back his hair goes and the longer he grows it, like he's getting a skullet and he's got a terrible mustache. But man, can that guy... That guy
put
tuck.
The biscuit in the basket,
that guy
can
tuck, man.
Yeah, he can tuck.
He can tuck. But... so it's a weird... Ottawa's been... It's a weird hockey town because there's just... You know, normally you have like your one team, your one franchise. Yep. The majority of the teams, play supports. Everyone hates everyone equally. But here there's like... Some people hate the Habs more than anything in the world. Some people hate the Leafs. Some people hate the Sens. So...
It's an odd spot, right? Because it was relatively compared to the Leafs and Habs, a new franchise.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you had a lot of fans who would have had to convert... I think there's a lot of young Sens fans, obviously, because they've grown up here with the team. But it's a weird thing. But I don't know, like, I know why everyone else hates the Leafs. Like, it's just because it's the Toronto. It's fun to hate Toronto.
Sure,
like, you know what I mean. Like we chirp Toronto, this and that.
Of course.
And I don't mean just the team. But also, they're inundated with all the media. Like, everyone calls TSN the Toronto Sports Network.
Yeah, it's the biggest market, though.
Of course, right? So they're going to broadcast. Right? Yeah, but imagine you're a Canucks fan or an Oilers or Flames, and all you see is stuff about the Leafs on TSN.
All the time, drive you nuts. For sure.
It would drive you bananas.
Yeah. And you know, Leafs and Habs have the most away fans at any game anywhere. So
absolutely.
Across the league, those two teams are in town, it must infuriate.
Yeah. Oh,
when
yeah.
When you see, especially here in Ottawa, when it's like 70% away team jerseys in the crowd.
Which is weird because the Montreal Canadiens wear American colors.
See? He couldn't.
It's the fact.
He couldn't.
Yeah, you can't not take a chance to take a shot.
Of course not.
It's great. So, yeah, if you got some weird reason or some actual reason why you hate a Canadian hockey franchise?
Yeah.
Aside from friendly rivalry, I mean, that's what most of it is. But leave it on Dougie Line.
Obscure reasons.
Yeah.
Petty, like obscure reasons I really enjoy.
Like, I'm softer on the Habs because my dad was a huge Habs
fan.
Right,
that makes sense.
So, you know, I don't hate them. And my family's from Montreal, so I can't.
I have friends that are Habs fans, but they had to earn it.
The Canucks I get. They have ugly jersey colors, like everything, and the Sedin sisters played there for a while.
That's the thing. I mean, that's why.
You know, they're just...
And they got all the calls, those two.
Yeah. It's just, whatever. And they live in maybe the most beautiful place on earth, so it's a little jealous there, too. But anyways, leave it on Doug and I. We got a weird reason.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say,
welcome to
Down by the Bay.
So the prize today, $100 in Lotto, $649.
Wow.
Gold ball jackpot now worth $36 million, by the way. And $500 in Shoppers for the big value event happening at Shoppers Drug Mart.
Man.
It's a decent prize. You better be good at Down by the Bay off today.
You get PC Optimum offers right now, a whole bunch of stuff going on at Chopper. So go get in on that too, even if you don't win this $500. But we have our two contestants. Who we got?
We have Debbie and Jacqueline.
Hey, Debbie and Jacqueline, how's the morning?
Morning, good, thank you.
Do you know what you're doing?
I've been listening, so I hope so.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give you the first half of a Down by the Bay verse, and you have to finish it, and you have to make it rhyme and make it make sense, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're starting with Debbie.
All right, Debbie.
Debbie, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Have you ever held a tool?
And tried not to be a fool.
Down by the bay.
I mean,
a few too many syllables.
It wasn't the best, but it did work. It did rhyme, and it did make sense, so she has to get the point.
Sure, okay.
All right.
It wasn't timely, but we didn't mention that. So Jacqueline's up now.
All right, Jacqueline, here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Have you ever climbed a wall?
Flicking a ball.
To what, sorry?
By flicking a ball.
Yeah. Down by the bay.
But it rhymed.
I think you changed it, too.
Yeah.
Flipping or squishing?
Flipping?
I don't know. Climbed a wall, squishing a ball? What?
Yeah. Point five.
Yeah, half for the rhyme.
We can't. Come on now.
All right, Debbie.
All right, Debbie, here we go.
Here we go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Have you ever read a book?
Captain Hook.
Down by the bay. What?
Point five. Yeah. It did rhyme. Yeah. Making damn sense.
Captain Hook. I mean, if you're having a discussion with Captain Hook. Yeah. All right. Have you ever read a book, Captain Hook?
Yeah. It's just a half?
Point five.
Okay. Yeah, right. One and a half to half, right?
Yeah, we'll go back to Jacqueline now.
Okay, Jacqueline, here you go.
Down by the bay, where the watermelons grow, back to my home, I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say. Have you ever took a test?
A pest.
Down by the bay.
She would say a pest?
Yeah, that's all she says.
A pest.
So another half rhyme.
I thought she said blood test.
Whatever. There was a rhyme. It didn't make sense.
No.
So.
Did you ever take a test? Blood test. Yeah. So, she's just answering. She's answering the question.
If Debbie even gets half a point,
half
she wins
a point.
Now, I guess.
That's all she needs because it's one and a half to one, right?
Math test.
No. Half a point, Jacqueline could still tie and we'd have it down by the bay off.
Yeah, if
I
Debbie
doubt
gets
that's
none.
Gonna happen.
Yeah.
Let's just go back. If,
okay, Debbie.
Close the door.
Debbie's
please,
okay.
Debbie. Here we
okay,
go.
Here we go, Deb.
Back to my home. I dare not go. For if I do, my mother will say.
Have you ever rode a horse?
Coming around the golf course.
Down by the beach.
There's too many words.
Too many words.
I don't like it. Making up a whole story.
I don't like it either, but it did rhyme.
Yeah, too many syllables. You got to rhyme with the syllables are loud. You can't just be yammering on for an hour until a word rhymes.
Half point again if you want. I mean, or we could just be done with it.
You ever rode a horse? Yeah, when I was Tuesday there. Yeah, the golf course.
Golf course. Yeah,
no. Zero.
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 Wow. Well,
it did rhyme.
It's your second warning to keep it within the syllables.
All right.
All right, half point.
All
so
right,
it's 2-1. Because she is
2-1.
It's 2-1. So if Jacqueline gets this one, it will be tied, and then we'll have to have it down by the bay off.
I don't think we're going to need to worry about that.
All right, Jacqueline, you're up. Last chance.
Okay.
Down by the bay, where the water mills grow, back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
Have you ever dropped a plate?
Well, going first
date. Down by the bay.
Yep.
Damn it!
See?
Out of nowhere.
See, you should just let me let that other lady win.
Damn it! No, so we gave her a half point to the lady.
So now they're tied. Yeah. They have two each.
Yeah.
So now we have to go to a down by the bay off to try and settle this.
Right.
So Debbie's up.
I don't have enough rhymes.
Well,
man.
See?
Okay. All right.
We're good. I can play the thing for Debbie here.
Sure.
Okay.
My mother will say.
Have you ever flown a kite?
Up to the highest height.
Down by the beach.
Skip it with other syllables, Debbie!
So it's a 0.5 or a 1?
It's a 0.5.
Okay.
Too many syllables every time,
okay,
Debbie.
So that's going to be a new rule moving forward. You can't have too many syllables. Okay, so Jacqueline's up next.
All right. Jacqueline can win.
If she gets 0.5, then we'll have to have a down by the bay off.
Yeah, here we go.
Down by the bay, but I won't go back to my home. I dare not go, for if I do, my mother will say.
Have you ever stole a car?
While being at the bar.
Yeah.
Down by the bay.
One.
How do you steal a car when you're at the bar? You're inside the bar. You can't steal the car.
Let's not bring logic into it.
That's full point. Full
that's
point.
A full
I would
point.
Say a full
right,
point.
Yeah. Does that end it? Does that full
it?
Point end it?
Yeah,
yes,
Jacqueline
you
wins.
A full point. Congratulations.
Surprisingly, Jacqueline has won.
What a comeback story.
Yeah.
Huh?
I didn't see that coming.
I certainly didn't either, Jason.
No.
Debbie, it's too chatty.
Yeah.
Too chatty. Yeah.
All right, you got yourself $100 in Lotto 649. Tickets to Encore draws tonight. Gold Paul jackpot worth $36 million. And you got $500 in Shoppers Drug Mart. Don't forget the Big Value event on now at Shoppers Drug Mart. Shop today and find big values throughout the store from limited time products. Incredible PC Optimal offers savings on everything.
Amazing. What a prize.
All right.
Aha.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You hang on.
Yeah. You hang on, Jack.
Ha ha.
Blood test.
Yeah, blood test.
Yeah, you ever took a test? Blood test.
Yeah.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. Each brings somebody to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
So there's a story. This mom in California, her name's Emily King, and she put out a video. She's a little mortified with herself because her kid was having, she was inviting people to her kid's first birthday party, and she pressed a button somewhere, or the feature said invite your contacts. Well, she wanted to do that, but she thought she could choose them. It just immediately invited all of her contacts. So 487 contacts.
Wow.
But the worst part is, and she'll talk about it in a second, all the invites went out with the name attached of the person she's sending it to, but it was the name she had put in her phone for them.
So. I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. I only did invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone. But it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Iroll, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
those aren't so bad.
Yeah. No, those but still, so but bad. Them seeing it, my, Derek eye roll is pretty yeah. funny.
I've been going through my phone just to see what, yeah. what I've named. I'm pretty nice to people, yeah. but there is someone in my phone, and I don't even know who it is, named Nutzak.
I know exactly. He was in. He was one of our interns really? Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nutzak. He didn't like the name, remember?
My list would be a much worse like yeah. 20 yeah. years ago than it is now, because you used to call all your friends oh, yeah. by the worst names
oh,
possible.
Sure.
Now it's much more grown up. Most of the ones that would just be people would be weird like... Steve Golf or yeah, yeah. or Frank Sprinkler. You know what I mean? Like yeah. some.
Especially yeah, yeah. you know who it is. Especially.
Something attached to them that makes me realize who they are.
The most common last name, I think, in my phone is referee.
Oh. How many referees are you talking to over there?
Gary, Tony, Dan. I got three referees, eh? Man. What a big family.
Who is Pizza Man in my phone?
I don't know, but don't delete that. That yeah. is very important.
Pizza Man might show up to your birthday party you never know. If you do that whole invite thing.
Who is Pizza Man?
guys, we talk about this every year because I think we love it every year, but they had the other in Belgium, the gull calling competition.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
The like seagulls?
Yeah. yeah, seagull, the gull screeching championship. And there's a 9-year-old that just tore it up. Here, listen. Cooper Wallace is his name, and he won the under-18 group. I didn't know they had aging with a near-perfect score, they
wow.
said.
Well, that was pretty impressive.
Like, again. You're at the beach, like an early morning walk on the beach. Pretty good.
That's a good one.
The crowd,
the reaction
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The room is amazing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. yes. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, it's been a theme on this show that I don't like to apologize.
No, you don't.
Because I'm usually not wrong. But I have to apologize to
for
somebody.
What? To who?
I have to
your
apologize
wife?
To you, Chris.
To me?
Watch something.
Stop the music.
What is the date? Is
it
the
write it down. Write it down. You have my complete attention, sir.
So for the last few weeks, maybe even a month or so.
I smell sarcasm coming, but it's fine.
No.
No, actual. A legitimate apology. Sorry.
My right shoelace has been coming undone a dozen times a day.
Okay.
And I finally feel bad for what I put you through for about a year, half a decade ago. For people who don't know, and you probably don't. I used to crawl under the desk at an old radio station we worked at and untie Chris's shoe. I pretend to drop a pen and would untie his shoe, and it forced him. He went out and bought new laces and everything because it drove you so nuts. He went out and bought new shoelaces because you like these damn round ones. But it was me untying your one shoe.
Everyone and has had a shoe that doesn't that unties easily.
Yes.
But this was ridiculous.
It was every day.
Yeah. It was ridiculous because I...
He spent money.
And Jamie kept this to himself for years.
I didn't even know. I had no idea. I didn't see him doing it or anything.
But now as you are going through the same thing with just a stupid shoe,
I got to say I'm sorry because it was obviously very annoying, like to the point of, good God!
I couldn't understand. My brain could not fathom how this is possible.
Oh,
I
would shoe kept coming
out. Yeah, I would be in total,
I have to say I'm sorry for what I put you through.
That's very big of you.
Now, maybe I've made it up to you. Maybe I'll make it up to you today. We have a meeting with the Ottawa Police Association here.
We do have some stuff
coming up.
Yeah.
And I've asked them to bring food.
Oh.
So Matt Cox, he's the president. He's having his lackey, his assistant, Barmac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a big donut guy, so he's going to go out and get donuts.
That's nice.
Typical cops. Right? Whatever, I don't care.
For over a year of torment?
Yeah, over a year of torment I'm by making bringing, up by having big, someone else bring food for us today.
That's a thought
for our
counts,
meeting.
I guess.
Does Barmack know that you're calling him Matt?
I thought
Lackey?
He was his assistant. Wow. Wasn't he his assistant?
His junior assistant?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what Matt
his
says?
Underling. Well, I guess everyone's an underling to him.
He may be upset with you for saying
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
His baby child junior assistant?
Yeah.
Is that what Barmack is?
I didn't say any anyway, of that, Barmak.
Yeah,
I
like
it. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
he's
a
good guy. All right. Well, thanks, James.
Yeah. Hey, no problem,
man. How big
of
you?
Yeah, you know, I'm a dad.
You're growing up.
I'm 39 years old.
There you go.
I thought, learning
to apologize.
Yes.
Don't tell my wife.
Only took four decades.
Don't tell my wife.
And it's not even a real thing. But here's Sum 41. I say what I'm saying.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
Every time you leave us a message, 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie, and we play for the city. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we were talking about worst noises humans can make the other day.
Mm.
And one that actually never really came up on the air, but someone has called in with it. It's kind of true.
Hey, so my two cents on the hot button about the annoying noise. So you guys were talking yesterday about the people, or someone had mentioned about when someone needs to blow their nose. No, it's worse when someone needs to blow their nose, but they don't blow their nose, and they keep sniffling, and they just keep sniffling and keep sniffling. Like, just go blow your nose. The sniffling part, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really bother me that much.
No, me either, actually, for some
reason. Depends what I'm doing, I guess.
So would you rather hear someone sniffle or talk like they need to blow their nose?
That's not their fault.
Yeah, I know.
It's things people do that it's their on fault purpose. That I get mad. Or they're just rude. And
I'm more annoyed by the constant throat clearer.
This guy. This noise right here.
that guy.
Okay.
Snoring. That noise. Where they're clearing their nasal.
Mm.
And it's usually followed by a spit, which Jamie's going to say I do, so I don't know why I brought this up, but I don't.
Oh, you're talking about hawking a lug?
Yeah, but that noise just, right up my spine.
Oh, you didn't want me bringing up that you spit on the floor at work.
Stop.
No, I'm clarifying that's what you didn't want to bring up.
I apologized this morning for untying my shoelace for years. You can take that apology back and never say that I spit on the floor at work again. People believe it. It's not true. It's repulsive, and I can't stand that. And you think it's so funny. Apologize for that, bro.
He won't.
Oh, I know he won't. Anyway, I got to make up a rumor about Jamie. Something horrendous.
I believe you have.
Probably all true.
It's all true. Everything we say about you is true.
On the floor at work. All right. Get another one.
All right,
fella, I'm on this guy's side.
What is with all this flip-flop hate? I love them. I wear them all the time. I feel personally attacked. They're comfortable, reasonably, unless you wear them all day. Then they're going to hurt you eventually. But still, easy to get on, comfortable. If you don't walk like a dummy, you don't flop them around. And click clack them all day. Well, they're fine. Doing? What's wrong with them? I gotta put on a pair of running shoes and tie them up if I ever go outside. Chris, I'm disappointed in you, brother. I thought you would just let people live. Now you're getting all crazy about flip flops. Upsetting. Yeah, upsetting.
Hey, I like what I like. Look, am I ever gonna approach somebody or cause a scene over flip flops? No. But just no. Just no. Let's not say no.
Like you have.
Like you might.
What if I caused a scene in public over flip-flops?
So you haven't, but you might. Work. You said, will I? You said, no. But you may.
Listen.
He made fun of BK for wearing flip-flops to work, like last week.
Well, yeah, that's true. You did, yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
But it wasn't in public.
Especially with his feet. Good Lord.
Yeah, he's got Fred Flintstone feet.
Oh, my God. Feet. Oh, my God.
They are something.
He looks like the floor rotted out on his car years ago, and he's been using his feet for brakes.
Yeah. It's horrendous what's going on over there. I got to look at that every day. Mm-hmm. Put some shoes on
his feet. Look like they were carved out of stone.
Great guy, though.
Oh, yeah, we like him.
You want to? Yeah, no, he's a solid dude. I was just talking to him. I just yelled at him for moving my coffee cup. Yeah. Listen, you want to wear flip-flops to the beach?
Great guy. That's fine. I just yelled at him.
You want to wear flip-flops to the pool? That's fine. You want to wear flip-flops around your house, your property? That's fine. I'm just saying don't wear them to the grocery store or a restaurant. The rest of us are eating around your toe funk. It's rude.
What if it's a beachside restaurant?
Yeah.
How are you then?
Oh,
you got a dilemma?
Yeah, I'll let it go.
Okay.
You're outdoors.
Then it's fine?
Yeah, okay.
Fine. A patio, but not inside? No?
I'll let that slide too.
Okay, all right.
That's it.
That's all right.
So before you wear your flip-flops,
yep. go for Chris's
please,
list.
Please
I'll make
consult
a list. You want me to make a list?
Yes.
All right. I will make...
Consult Chris's lengthy list that we'll put up tomorrow, I guess.
I'll put on social media.
It's going to take you a while.
Oh, well, these are the... should I just do places that it's appropriate to wear them or places that it's not? Well, not as everywhere, except for where...
Yeah. It's your list, man.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
All right. All right. There will be a definite flip-flop acceptability list tomorrow. I'll get that out to everybody. I'm sure everyone's waiting. Our podcast every day is on iTunes and Spotify. Please give us a listen and a subscription. It would be much appreciated. Inside our big company here, Rogers, nobody else cares. But we have something called the Frequency Podcast Network, and all our podcasts are on that network. And I will look at it every day to see where we are compared to all the other radio shows in the country, just because I'm competitive and psycho like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're number two consistently. But Ottawa, you can push us to number one.
It's true.
Does it benefit us at all? Nothing. Except we bragging rights.
No. Not a cent.
It's not like we make money for it or anything.
No. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. You got Amy coming up with another name for payday. Don't forget Monday. We give you your chance with our world tour to go to Wembley to see AC/DC. So that's a big deal coming up right here in the station. Here's Tom Petty. Have yourself a great day. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.